talking about you dirty, unscrupulous, no good, low life, son of a no good bitch.
What is going on? Ooh, that was loud as fuck. Pop. Does that sound better? Maybe. Who knows? Anyway, welcome to, Episode 1, Season 2, Big Guns, Little Peckers. Anyway, it's just a podcast of my rants, raves, and whatever the fuck I want to say. So thanks for tuning in. Hail to the yeah. I'm going to play this one more time just because it's the shit.
Too late now. This is my job, and I love my job because I love my job the most because I love my motherfucking job. I love talking about you dirty, unscrupulous, no good, low life, son of a no good bitch.
Alright, so what's the hot topic? Damn, Lil Nas shoes. Lil Nas X. I think that's how you say his fucking name. Either or, came out with these shoes. They're supposed to be satanic, apparently. I don't know if you have seen them yet or not, but sorry. Anyway, the shoes have they're all black, and they have bronze pentagram. An inverted cross on them. And apparently they have just a little bit of drop of blood in them as well. Let's see. Oh, right here. 2.03 fluid ounces of red ink and one drop of human blood. Human blood? I don't know. Seems pretty crazy. These shoes, though, got released the other day. $1,000.18 just for a pair of them. Crazy thing is, reasoning behind them, well, from what I was reading, the $1,018 is from verse out of the Bible, Luke 10:18. I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Each air bubble contains 60 cubic centimeters. Oh yeah. So there is only 666 pairs of these that he made. Sold out pretty quickly. Yeah, like I was saying, they were priced out at $1,000.18. From the packaging that I seen was pretty crazy. That's like one of those fucking cases that you can, man, sorry, that you would like, basically transport like, film equipment, essentially, but, yeah, the shit. Okay, that's what it was. So, sorry. Comes in a Pelican case. And so I went and I checked out this video by Lil Nas X. What the fuck was it called? I'm gonna have to stop writing shit down. Be quite honest with you. Because then it just fucks me up. Since I can gotta read it. And then I can't. Call me by your name. Call me by your name. Is the name of this new video. And apparently that's what. That's what the shoes were inspired from. I went and I checked the video out. And to be honest with you, the only song I've ever heard by this dude was that Old Town Road, I guess. Me, personally, I'm a fan of Billy Ray, Lil Nas X thing. That was the first time I ever heard of that dude. It was pretty dope. Yeah, that was the only shit that I heard of him. But, man, this mic's kind of fucked. Alright, there we go. Here we go, boys. Anyway, Lil Nas. Shit. First song I ever heard from him was the Old Town Road. And then, obviously the new one that I, just checked out because of the shoes that it came out with. I don't know if you guys have seen these yet or not, but, they're not, in my opinion, very fashionable, so to speak. And don't get me wrong, I really do dig the fuck out of tennis shoes, but yeah, they look like garbage to me, to be honest with you. And all the effort that was put into them. It's crazy that they can get away with what the fuck's it called? Because, like, there's the Nike sign on them. And Nike said that that they weren't even involved with like any of that shit or whatever. Even it, I don't know. You would have to take a look at them. They look like garbage, in my opinion. But they got human blood in them. And the only way that you can kill them, apparently, is if you take a spike and shove it in the sole. And then it'll all drain out, I guess. So the thing that got me on the whole fact of it being satanic or whatever. And everybody was, like, flipping out, so to speak. I mean, because it is kind of, like, a big deal, maybe, I guess, if you don't, like, look at both sides of everything. You know what I mean? As far as, like, oh, that's fucking bad, or, oh, that's good.
Hey, Stu! Your rent's due, motherfucker!
I mean, like, I understand. One person doesn't like this. One person doesn't like that. But once you sit down and actually... My voice sounds fucked up on this. If you don't, like, actually sit down and, like, see both sides rather than fuck this guy. Da 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 da. You know what I mean? Essentially, what I wanted to do was, what sparked my attention was the fact that, because it was like satanic, so to speak, and I don't think a lot of people really like understand or get like the whole satanic thing. I mean, I don't know. Some of y'all know me, some of you may not, but like, I truly support other fucking ideas. You know what I mean? And I don't know. I think that they get a bad rap. I mean, I don't know. Let's go down this line real quick. Let's go down this line and see what's up. Let's see if I can. It won't fucking let me. Stupid. All right, bear with me. Bear with me. I'm trying to share this on my other page too, but the. Here we go. Maybe. Share. More options. Share to group. Share to a. Oh, I just want to share it to my own fucking thing. How the fuck I do that? Share. I tried the copy. Share via Twitter. Nope. Let's see here. We'll try and copy it one more time. Just want to throw it on my other chicks. I don't think this sucker's got a lot of traction yet. Yeah, man. Need to get the big guns little peckers. This is really fucking pissed me off. Nope. Try it one more time. One more time. We'll try it one more time. Okay. Go back now. Share.
Too late now. Ha ha! Yeah! This is my job and I love my job because I love my job the most because I love my motherfucking job. I love talking about you dirty, unscrupulous, no good, low life, son of a no good bitch.
Share this thing on my own fucking page. Dumb. Dumb, dumb, dumb. Okay. There we go. Maybe. So I'm going to try to do it off my fucking. Patience is fucking running out. And I'm not fucking bullshitting. Sure glad it's such a fucking pain in the ass just to upload this shit. More options. Here we go. Share to a group. Not mine. I just want to share it to my fucking profile. Copy link. All right, here we go. Paste. There we go. All fucking time. There we go. Hell yeah. 36 minutes later, I got a fucking piss. Anyway, so back on the topic. So little Nash shoes or whatever. Honestly, I don't know if anybody's seen them physically other than watching a video or anything. That's the only thing that I've seen. The video that I did see, I'm not going to lie, it would be pretty cool if like people would just send me like shoes or whatever. Yeah, I mean, either or. Man, they look like garbage. They look like fucking, like Walmart versions of fucking Shaq. Like, and I can't remember. I think they're called like Nike Max or Air or some shit. But they straight look ridiculous. And for $1,000. Why in the fuck would you want to buy them?
Too late now.
Hey, Stu, your rent's due, motherfucker.
I mean, so anyway, that's what I was going to get on. The whole fact that, like, okay, the whole satanic shit gets a bad rap and whatnot, and you know, not everybody sits there and fucking, I don't know, nobody sits and like sacrifices fucking goats or children or like anything like that. As far as I know, I guess. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, it's pretty uncalled for. But truly, if you look into it, like, it would change your mind, I guess. Not trying to, like, convert anybody like, you know, Christianity is sometimes or whatever. Maybe not Christianity, but, like, some people... Some Christians are like that, I guess. I don't know, but anyway. So if you want to get to the dark side.
Too late now. Ha ha, yeah. This is my job and I love my job because I love my job the most because I love my motherfucking job. I love talking about you dirty, unscrupulous, no good, low life, son of a no good bitch.
All right, so here we go. We got the 11 satanic rules of the earth, which, I mean, it's almost like, I don't know, it's almost like everyday living type shit, like what you would normally do and like stand by, I guess, if that makes any sense. But shit, either or. The 11 satanic rules of the earth. Number one, do not give opinions or advice unless you are asked. Number two, do not tell your troubles to others unless you are sure they want to hear them. Number three, when in another's lair, show him respect or do not go there. Number five, do not make sexual advances unless you are given the mating signal. Number six, do not take that which does not belong to you unless it is a burden to the other person. He cries out to be relived. Number 7, acknowledge the power of magic if you have employed it successfully to obtain your desires. If you deny the power of magic after you called upon it with success, you will not lose. You have only obtained. Number 8, do not complain about anything to which you need not object yourself. Number 9, do not harm little children. Number 10, do not kill non-human animals unless you are attacked or for your food. Number 11, when walking in upon territory, bother no one. If someone bothers you, ask him to stop. If he does not stop, destroy him.
Too late now. This is my job, and I love my job because I love my job the most because I love my motherfucking job. I love talking about you dirty, unscrupulous, no good, low life, son of a no good bitch.
I mean, honestly, that's some straight up shit. I mean, I don't know what you live by, he lives by, she lives by, it lives by, but I mean, that's like some straight up solid shit. But anyway, off that shit, I was fucking the other day when I was went to the gas station and I noticed something. I don't know if anybody else noticed this shit too, but a lot with like new products and shit, it's like the beginning of it is not your mom's or not your dad.
You're a stupid son of a bitch.
Like, for real. How many times can we consistently use the fucking phrase, not your mom's or not your dad's? No bullshit. I mean, what is there? Not your mom's salsa. Well, I mean, I guess you do got a good point there. A little bit. Because, like, I don't think my mom ever made fucking salsa. But there are other people, I think, that have made the same thing, but just a different variety. I'm not sure. Ow! But I mean, what's the other thing? Not your dad's. Not your dad's root beer. Not your dad's asshole. I mean, can we come up with something different? A little bit? I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. Hey, that's another fucking thing, too. I guess think about it. Don't tell everybody your secrets. I just thought about something and I'm about to share that. Anyway, what was the other thing I had? Oh, what did you think of that crazy ass clip that I shared on Facebook? If you haven't had a chance, go over. Oh, yeah, shout out to Anchor. This is the first podcast on Anchor as well. Shout out to them, Spotify. Yeah, the clip that I shared on the Facebook link, if you haven't went and checked it out, Big Guns Little Peckers podcast on Facebook. Video game that I just tested out last night, The Evil Within. It's like one of them scary games. I don't know. I've been geeking out pretty hard. Hold on. Probably shouldn't say geeking out.
You're a stupid son of a bitch.
I keep thinking about that every time when I say that shit. It's not like I'm geeking out on fucking math or anything, but like, been getting into the Call of Duty hard, Cold War shit. And, but anyway, yeah, the Evil Within, that game is, pretty hardcore. I played it for about 20 minutes last night and then got that little snippet off it. I think the reason why I only played it for about 20 minutes was because I fucking, that there is this weird character guy in there that, I didn't put it on the clip, I guess. But like every time I tried fucking sneaking up behind the guy, like shit didn't work. And yeah, either or, it was fucking pretty intense. I haven't dug more into it yet or anything, but, very interesting game, none to less. Oh, the other thing, that, I checked out today, this movie called Buddy Games. I don't know if you guys have seen it yet or not. It's on Hulu. And, probably one of my favorite actors or comedians, I guess, Nick Swartzen is on there. It just came out, well, I guess it'd be last year or whatever, but it's called Buddy Games. Crazy thing is, WWE Studio is the one, that filmed it. It's almost like the motherfuckers got, like their hands and everything. I mean, shit, Vince McMahon, that motherfucker's, well, I just seen something the other day where, squatted fucking, I think like 800 some pounds. That guy's like 70 some years old. That's pretty impressive nonetheless, I guess. Ooh, that was around. But yeah, funny ass fucking movie. Check it out. Buddy Games. What else do I got on this mother sucker? I probably shouldn't have started getting all tuned up right away. Can you read my own handwriting? That's what it was. The other thing. So last night, since we were on the whole video game trip, I've been playing WWE 2K19. Oh! Need the new one, but here's the only thing. Is that shit's fucking crazy. So last night I was doing the career thing, and it was like the TLC match, tables, ladders, chairs.
You're a stupid son of a bitch.
But anyway, so was doing that match, and you figure, being that it's tables, ladders, and chairs, there shouldn't be like a count out. You know what I mean? Like you should be able just to kind of do whatever you want. I don't know. I lost interest in fucking wrestling quite a while ago, but I mean, still dig a little bit. Just don't follow it. You know what I mean? Maybe I shouldn't have done the cheers on that.
You're a stupid son of a bitch.
But, yeah, anyway, that shit was just crazy. Maybe I didn't understand all of it fully, but, which usually happens, but. But, yeah. Anyway. Well, I'm going to cut this motherfucker down. Reason being is because, wrote all the shit down, drank too much. Now I'm getting fucking tired and knee deep.
Too late now. This is my job, and I love my job, because I love my job the most, because I love my motherfucking job. I love talking about you dirty, unscrupulous, no good, low life, son of a no good bitch.
Thank you guys for tuning in tonight, listening to my drunken rambling fucking bullshit. Season 2, Episode 1. Big Guns Little Peckers. Cheer, 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 cheer.